Wednesday's hearing is the latest in the years-long fallout over a shuttered Citrus County nuclear power plant and a planned but never built plant in Levy County that customers continue to pay for. Duke Energy Florida reached the new agreement with the Florida Retail Federation and others, including state-appointed consumer advocate J.R. Kelly.
Mr. Kelly signed this agreement on behalf of the customers, not because he is convinced that the outcome fully vindicates deeply held views contained in litigation positions taken in this docket, and not because he believes that this outcome is ideal.
Deputy Public Counsel Charles Raywinkle says the new agreement contains more than $2.25 billion in money Duke customers won't have to pay or will get back, including an additional $300 million that wasn't included in a 2012 agreement. Florida Industrial Power Users Group lawyer John Moyle says the new pact is a less than ideal end to a terrible situation.
It kind of feels like a tie football game. Nobody walked away happy from this. The ratepayers are paying for things that will not be operational, for power plants that will not be operational. That's not a particularly good fact.
Florida Retail Federation attorney Chef Wright, though, says the agreement gives out a fair amount of pain to everyone involved.
To the best of my knowledge, this settlement imposes more pain on Duke shareholders than has ever been imposed on a utility that suffered any sort of major loss in Florida regulatory history, and perhaps anywhere else in the U.S.
Duke and the other parties also said continuing with a lawsuit in the complex case might take several more years.
What I can tell is a huge and collective sigh of relief that this settlement has been reached, because it's going to be a lot of work to litigate this issue. But that's not a reason to settle.
That's Alice Vickers with the Florida Consumer Action Network. Members of the Florida Public Interest Research Group also spoke, threatening a class action lawsuit against the utility and urging the commission to delay a decision on the agreement. The hearing is scheduled to continue on Thursday afternoon. For WFSU News, I'm Jessica Palumbo.